Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you want us to start or do you want to wait?
I may not be able to stay on too long. If you think we'll...
Let's wait then if you're not sure you can stay on.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get cut off in the middle, so.
Okay.
We're going to start over on 202.
Okay.
We did it yesterday, but I don't think we finished it. Maybe we have.
Let me go check and see if Tony came in. He was cutting the grass, and I know when he comes in, he's hot and he needs something to eat. But if he's in and he's helped himself, then I'll be okay. I just didn't hear him. That's why I thought. Let me go check.
Understood.
Okay, I'm okay. He's in his chair. He's already eaten. He helped himself.
Very good. All right, so we'll start shortly. I just wanted to mention that I did receive the letter you sent, so I thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
So we'll start with Lashem Yehud. And we're starting with Pasuk 202 in section 22 of Parsha Lech Lecha. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tevid Hiluur Himu Ud Hilu Ud Hiluur Himu Le'akda L'shem Yudhei Bavavhe Le'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu Devar Acher Ketahu Ach Batsei Hayar Dakutsha Barichu Kendodi Dakutsha Barichu Betzilo Dakutsha Barichu Chimati v'yashavti v'yoma de'itgale kudsha barichu v'tzilo da kudsha barichu Chimati v'yashavti v'yoma de'itgale kudsha barichu al tura de'sinai Bukabilu Yisrael Oraita V'yamaru Naseh V'nishma. The translation. A different explanation of the verse as the apple tree among the trees of the forest. Are you all right? Is that it?
That
refers
wasn't me.
To the old... No, there's somebody in here, and something got dropped, and I just wanted to make sure the person was all right. Someone else did come on.
Okay.
But they haven't announced themselves because we're. A different explanation of the verse, as the apple tree among the trees of the forest, is that it refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, the right column. So is my beloved refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, the left column. And under His shadow refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, the central column. I sat down with great delight refers to the day on which the Holy One, blessed be He, appeared on Mount Sinai. And Israel received the Torah and said, will we do and obey? Then the Shekhinah said, I sat down with great delight. My commentary is Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the world is clear as written. So whoever came on, if you'd like to identify yourself.
Well, I just wondered why it was necessary to say that Hashem was right column, left column, central column.
I'll answer that momentarily. I didn't hear who identified themselves.
I think it was Brandy.
Brandy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Exactly that question is why I didn't want to think we were complete. Because what is it being taught by the fact that Rabbi Ashlag needs to add to the as code words, these phrases are referring to the three columns. And in essence, the fourth code word is referring to Malchut, although it doesn't say that. It says, good night. It says that the Shekhinah said, I sat down with great delight. But the Shekhinah represents Malchut. So you're seeing the three columns and Malchut. Sometimes we refer to that as Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, and Malchut. When you're saying the three verses of the blessing of the Kohanim, but in essence, it's talking about the columns, and the columns represent the flow of light, the flow of different aspects of light. So the answer to your question, why is it necessary to have the three columns being expressed here? And why is that a different explanation of this verse as the apple tree among the trees of the forest, which is a phrase within a verse of Shir HaShirim? And it's really expressing the idea of the unification of all of the Sephirot. And if you have unity among the Sephirot, you have unity among the worlds. Mm-hmm. And if you have unity among the worlds, you have unity of all the creatures and creations of the world. That's how powerful this verse, this pasuk, truly is.
Right.
Because if you read Rabbi Ashlag's translation without his comments, is that it as an apple tree among the trees of the forest. So the first one is the apple tree refers to the tree, to the Holy One. And so is my beloved refers to the Holy One. And under his shadow refers to the Holy One. And you would say to yourself, at least I've said to myself when I read it that way, what are they talking about? Three times they mentioned the Holy One. Is there three different gods? Which is what many of the people who follow the man from Nazareth are saying with their concept of the Trinity. And that's why Rabbi Ashlag's comments are so important.
I guess it's because I just think of the whole tree. you know, the whole Sefi Road has Hashem. So that's, you know, and oftentimes with non-Jews, with, you know, wanting to tell you about the Trinity, it's very tempting to say, he's not three, he's 10. times 10, and keep on, you know. But that would be sarcastic, you know. So don't say anything.
It can lead these people astray, so it's not a good thing to say. But the idea that's really exactly the issue for much of the many centuries, whenever the Kabbalah would be tried to be taught to others, the central theme of the Shema is unity of one. And here we teach that there's 10. And how do we explain that? And the one thing you said that you were thinking that the tree is all 10 Sephirot. And it is, but the all 10 Sephirot, we can say it's Hashem, but the name Elohim is also an aspect of Hashem, correct?
Right.
And Elohim appears in both Bina, it's a name of God associated with Bina, and a name of God associated with Malchut. But Hashem is only associated with Zeron Pin. And you remember the phrase the adage that's taught that the Hashem created the world in strict justice, and then saw it could not exist, so he then created mercy. He then created loving kindness. But they usually describe it as that he injected mercy. So what is that really saying? It's saying that in the three higher Sephirot, Keter, Hochma, and Bina, that are called the Gimel Rishonot, the upper three, the first three, they're always in unity. They're always one. There's not Keter, Hochma, and Bina. There's the Gimel Rishonot. And what is the name that's associated with those three? Elohim. Mm-hmm. But we also have El associated with Hochma. So to think that Hashem is all 10 is not correct, because Hashem represents mercy. But we have to understand these different names and how they're utilized, and how the Sephirot, and I get back to the question, if there's only one God, why are there 10 Sephirot? And we learn in the four phases that the process of creation requires four phases. And if we look at the tree, the 10, there's really three sets of three. The highest set is the Gimel Rishonot, the upper three. Then we have Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet as the middle three. And then we have the lower three of Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Those three sets of three manifest in Malchut, which is the fourth. And it's another way of seeing the four phases, of appreciating the four phases, appreciating with awe the creation that Hashem has manifested, including us. And that's why this pasuk we were not through with, we were not complete with, because there's so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expressed in these three columns, because we don't think of it. Just as I said, there's three sets of three sephirot. There's also the three columns. So what's the way the three columns work? You have Chachma, Chesed, and Netzach. That's another set of three, isn't it? You have the left column consisting of Bina, Gevura, and Hod, a second set of three. And then you have Keter, Tiferet, and Yesod, a third set of three. So which way do you see the tree? Are you looking at it only vertically? Or do you see it horizontally? Do you see it connected horizontally? So I've described six sets of three, correct?
Right. Well, I've heard it, emanation. Yes, because of hearing that term, emanations of Hashem, as a description of the Tree of Life, that's why I had the tendency, I guess, to think vertically and whole tree.
You have that tendency because we look at the glyph, and that's we think top to bottom, and not right to left. It's because we're inundated with the Western world and logic. So that's why Rabbi Ashlag tells us don't look at the glyph because it corrupts your thinking. It's not that it's wrong; it just limits you to one point of view. Mm-hmm. And as I was describing, I've given you six sets of three. So now, what is six times three?
18.
Why is 18 the number for life? You just experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Because is there one tree, or is there three aspects of the tree? Is there a tree on the right column, a tree on the left column, and a tree on the central column? The answer is yes. So I've given you six combinations of three, but it expands even more. This is like there's a part two, meaning a complete structure of 10 sephirot within each of the 10 sephirot. And what is the meaning of 100? And we can go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 10 times 10. But what is unity?
One.
What do you mean by unity? You have to understand. You have to grow to not just understand logically in your head, but in your core essence. Unity is 10 emotions. Unity is an appreciation of the diversity. What would loving kindness be if you didn't have restraints? It would be a flood. It would be a mother who doesn't limit her child. And you can see I can go on and on each sephirah. Yeah. If I don't have the other pair, if I don't have the two, Chesed with Gevurah, Netzach with Hod, can you walk on one leg?
Impossible.
You can hop on one leg. And if you have two wings, you can fly on one leg, which is what the angels do. There's no separation between Netzach and Hod for an angel, for the creation of an angel. And I think we ran out of time. We have a few minutes left, but I don't think it's worth going on. But you can appreciate what this verse is like, what it's really teaching us.
Well, I wouldn't have associated the Shekinah with I sat down with great delight. I'm glad that he had
function.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew the Shekinah was associated with Malchut, but I didn't associate it with I sat down with great delight.
What in our prayers, there are some prayers that we say seated and some prayers we say standing, correct?
Right. The Haftarah we sit after. Or we sit for it. I'm sorry.
You sit for what? I didn't hear it. You broke up.
Instead of a Haftarah. You know, we're standing, we stand for the Barku, we stand for...
Okay. In the Orthodox tradition, you stand, you sit for all 248 words of the Shema, not just the Vyahafta. And I'm not criticizing if that's your minhag, because it's okay. Because what I'm about to say, I think I've said before, but if I haven't, this will be. When you stand, you are drawing the energy. You are physically a channel for metaphysical energy. When you sit, you manifest that energy. So when the Shekhinah says, I sat down with great delight, is there ever a change in Hashem?
No.
Is there a change in the Shekhinah?
Well, she leaves or doesn't reveal herself at times.
The Shekhinah has changes because the 10 Sephirot are not complete. Until we have corrected ourselves, every last one of us, the Shekhinah cannot be complete. So she sits down, but with great delight, it implies a change of emotions. She's lying in the dust is another image. And what's that idea of lying in the dust? It's exile. Are we happy we're in exile? The majority of us are not. But the righteous people are happy whether we're in exile or not, because they know exile is a cleansing mechanism allowing us to rise to a higher level. And you now get an understanding of the difference as we enter the seventh of Adar versus the sixth of Adar. What is the difference of the energy? Why was Moses born this day? Why did he choose to leave this day? And if these questions had been asked yesterday on the sixth of Adar, I wouldn't have been able to say this because I didn't know what I've just said myself. I wasn't on my conscious level. But as we rise to higher energy days, it becomes absolutely amazing.
Well, I thought Zadig really did, you know, was born and died on the same day, because so many of them, you know, that's what they did. So that's why I never really questioned Moses, why he died and was born on the same day. And I know it's a choice, but I mean, he isn't the only one.
But we don't think like that. He's not the only one. In the earlier, the 12 sons of Jacob, they were born and died on the same day. That's how you knew that someone was a tzaddik, because they were born and died on the same day. And to the extent that someone is not, is considered a righteous person, but their birth date and their death anniversary is a different day, to the extent that that's true, to the extent that it wasn't 120 years, we could understand that these were the mistakes, the sins, for lack of a better word, that they created the cause and effect relationship in that lifetime of theirs. They're still righteous, but there were times when they weren't. And that's manifested in the difference between the time they were born and the time they died. It's different by virtue of the number of 120 years to the actual year of their death.
And of course, it's the Hebrew birthday, not
of
the
course.
Second of the calendar, you know.
Of course, it has to. You have to look at it. That's why. Do you know your Hebrew birthday?
Yes.
Is it constantly in front of you? Or are you constantly aware of it? Are you constantly aware that today is the 13th day of March, but as when the sun went down, we changed from the 6th of Adar to the 7th of Adar. The tool I use is all my pin codes are my birth year. So I'm constantly aware of that number representing my birth year. That's just a tool that I utilize.
Mine is 5699, and to me it was like the end of a year, and then the secular year was 1939, so that was the end of the year. I was thinking during the week that though our conversion date, I've forgotten the year. I know the secular year, but it was the 18th of Adar. Purim had just happened, but I've realized during the week that I've forgotten the Hebrew year, so I have to go back and look so that I don't forget that one.
What? I'm curious, what year was it?
It was 94. 1994.
Yeah, no, but your Hebrew year? 1994 was 5754.
5754?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've forgotten that, so I'll have to get that back in my head.
And I'd have to look up what is the that was before I started to make the analysis of the years. So, and I'd have to go back and do it. But if you look on the Revealed Wisdom page, and if you scroll down past the class matrix, you're going to find various matrices, one of which has all these years. And okay. The meaning of all these years. So when I have time in my next lifetime or the extended life that I'm going to live 300 years, I'm going to go back and analyze each of those years.
And I'll help you. Okay.
I appreciate that. I need the help.
Okay, I'll be there.
Well, Hashem. So tonight, we have the questions and answers that starts at 7 o'clock on the West Coast time. But we're going to start studying the Moshe whenever we run out of questions. So, please join us for questions, and I hope you bring some.
I don't have any right now, but...
You never know. And I will be happy to put this recording online because I think this is well worth listening to.
It really was. It won't hurt to hear it several times, too, especially when you come to the six times three.
Right. Because, everybody grows up, you grow up or you learn, that high is life, but nobody understands why high is life. And when I said 6 times 3 is 18, you have to ask, why isn't it 6 plus 6 plus? Why are we multiplying? Why didn't we add 6 plus 3? But if we add 6 plus 3, what does that give us? 9. And what does the 9 become? It's connected to Yesod as well as Chachma. And how do I unify Chachma with Yesod? Yesod is a foundation. Chachma is wisdom. But if I don't have the foundation, I can't become wise. I can't utilize the wisdom. It's going to take me in the wrong direction, not in a balanced way.
And then you think you sold as Joseph, and you think of Zadik. So then you think of wisdom. The Zadik is full of wisdom. And,
right. And Joseph HaSadik. But we don't call Abraham HaSadik. I do have to go now.
Okay. Thank you. Very good today.